When a traumatic event happens in a person's life, frequently what happens is they spend a great deal of energy at the beginning simply coping with the events as they're unfolding in front of them. They worry about safety and about provisions and about getting baseline needs met. Food, shelter, air, clothing, warmth, all of those things. And that takes a great deal of energy to manage those things, particularly after an event like what we just experienced last year with the flooding. What happens 6, 8, 10, 12 months later is the rest of the world has moved on and they've gone about living their lives. But then the enormity of what actually happened and how life-changing it was actually begins to sink in for the people who are the immediate survivors or even first responders to an event like that. They have a very difficult time integrating this anomaly, this event that's outside the norm, into a coherent life story. And it's very easy to get stuck there to try and make sense of the event. And sometimes there is no sense to be made of it. It is what it is. It simply happened. And it happened to happen to them. And so the challenge for them is to come to terms with the fact that the thing that they did not want to have happen did happen. And how do I integrate this into my life in a way that does make some sort of sense so that I can move on in my life? And what I've learned with working with people and with reading and studying and doing research, that sort of thing, is that people do tend to make sense of what happened, even if it was a senseless thing, in terms of what can they learn from it. How can they change their lives in response to it? And sometimes the things that people learn are very unexpected. For example, I worked with a youngster who went through a very traumatic experience, and we were about a year out from it, and I asked the youngster, young woman, have you learned from this? And she said, I learned I want to take more risks in my life. And I didn't expect to hear that. And it was interesting. And I said, help me understand why more risks. She said, well, I survived that. So if I can survive that, turns out I'm stronger than I thought I was. And so I feel like I actually have more courage than I did before to go and do other things. And this was a young woman about 20, 22 years old. I was impressed with that. Yeah.
How can people find balance between learning a lesson and trying to make sense of something and dwelling on it too much and trying to figure it out to where it's actually not healthy?
Oh, that's really a great question. That's a great question. And I struggle some with that myself because I'm a professor, I'm a thinker, I'm very analytical in the way I go about my life. And so when something happens that doesn't make sense to me, I do invest an awful lot of energy trying to make sense of it. And just speaking from my own personal experience, there are events that happen in our lives that, guess what? You're not going to make sense of it. You're just not. And so at some point, it's like kneading bread, like kneading dough for bread. You work it and you work it and you work it and you're turning it over and you're folding it in on itself and you work it and you work it and you work it and you work it. And then the texture of it begins to change. And then you realize, you know what, now I need to set it aside and let it rise. Just let it do its thing. And metaphorically speaking, I think that's what we do with events that don't make sense in our lives. We work them, we work them, we work them. We try and learn lessons from them. We try and make sense of it. And after a while, it's just like, okay, I've done what I can do with this. It is what it is, and I'm okay with letting it be what it is.
It seems like this might take a while
it
for
does.
Individuals, especially
yes.
with this particular case, because
yes.
the physical recovery in
yes.
homes is still ongoing.
Right.
And I think in particular for the children and the children who had their families' homes were wiped away or their schools, they haven't had the same schools for a while. And there's just no normalcy there. what kind of impacts can this play on children, and how important is it for communities to pay close attention to what's happening with these kids?
That's another really good question. Children are actually much, much more resilient to dealing with an traumatic event than sometimes adults are. And the reason children are more resilient is because their cognitive map of the way the world works has not yet been set. So the traumatic event hasn't necessarily upended all their assumptions about the way the world works, the way it has upended their parents' assumptions. And the children really do look to the adults. If they see the adults in their lives saying, okay, this was a bad thing that happened, there's no question about it, but we're together and we're going to get through it, and we have resources and we have more strength than we thought we did. And look, the sun is shining today, it's a good day today, we can get through this. When the children hear that kind of feedback from their parents, their role models, and the other adults in their community, they hoist that on board and they say, okay, and it actually fosters their resilience even more.
And for children or adults who still might be struggling, as you mentioned would be common even a year later.
Oh, sure.
Who are still struggling emotionally and mentally. Do you have any encouraging words that you might have for them or advice?
Well, I do. Our culture tells us we're never supposed to be sad. Our culture tells us that all things work out and they lived happily ever after. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to cry over these things because they are hurtful and they are painful. And it's okay to take a breath and say, but I'm still here. And I still have these people and these things and these memories and these strengths in my life. And I can take those and reinvest them in my life from this point forward. And from what I've heard from people who have dealt with this event firsthand, one of the things they've learned from it is that the community has come together much, much more, and people are much more willing to help one another and to make eye contact and to be supportive. And in some ways, it's in a weird way, it's kind of wiped out the community and built the community at the same time. And that's okay too. That's a beautiful thing. And so if you can look for the good things in it, that is what you should spend your energy on. I hate to use the word should, but if you can find ways to focus on the positive things, that is to everybody's benefit.